What's up and all, welcome to episode 117 of the Conway's podcast. Big announcement. Man United are building a new stadium.
Oh, good way. Nobody wants to know about that like that. And I'm sure he's saying that on Twitter. Or wherever they get the news.
Wherever you get your news or your podcasts.
Yeah.
You go loud up or something. Madden.
What is?
We're going to be parents.
I know. You're going to be someone's dad.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like I'm too young.
You give over, aren't you? Too old, you're pushing on. For fuck's sake.
34 is a bit old, isn't it?
No.
Leanne, is 34 too old?
I don't think so.
No way.
But I left it for another few years.
No.
Or do you think that's a perfect
age? This is a nice time, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. You keep reminiscing, don't you, though?
About what?
Like holidays and all. I mean, like, I don't think I'll be able to go here. I don't think I'll be able to go here now because we're going to have a kid.
Of course you can.
And I was like, of course you will. You're on a bill.
That's what grandparents are for. Babysitters.
Who are you going to get to babysit?
John McGuckin.
Oh, God. It's just mad. All of it is just mad, isn't it?
Mental.
So, yeah, we posted it on Instagram.
That's why we were out.
Yeah, we told a lie.
And we told a lie the other week. We missed like two episodes. And we told a lie saying, oh, there was...
We blamed goal out on it.
Studio time or something.
Yeah, we blamed goal out on it. And it wasn't really that. It's because I'm having such a shit time.
Amy's having a terrible pregnancy.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I'm having a really shit time at the moment.
Well, she's getting there.
Yeah, trying to anyway.
Yeah, just taking the weeks off, as they call them, you know. Just taking it in our stride, you know.
Yeah.
She went to Blanchardstown the other day, which is a big step.
Yeah, and then we fly out on the bed then for God knows how long.
It's a lot involved. Let me educate you a bit on pregnancy, fellas. It's a lot harder than you think on the women, you know.
What do you mean?
That's all I have to say.
But what do you mean by that?
It's just, I always just thought like, you get pregnant and give birth and you just go around.
That's what I thought. I thought that, right, you get pregnant and you still be able to go about your business. Like, but I can't even walk for that long. And I pay for it, like.
I know. Some people are different though, aren't they?
Every pregnancy is different, yeah.
You just see them pregnant women who are just like have big bumps and they're just like...
Yeah, when you're in the waiting room and all, in the rotunda, and it's like, oh my God. Yeah, that's like that, yeah.
Yeah, and then...
You're like, oh God.
It's like, relax.
Yeah, but like, I don't even know. It's wild. The whole thing's wild. Really is. You think that because you're after going through IVF, and you think that, like, that was the worst of it, and your pregnancy be nice. No. Let me tell you, it's not.
I was so fucking stressed about bleeding injections and all that, like.
Yeah. Times, everything is timed.
And now I'm just like that, like brushing my teeth, which I probably should do more of. It's just really? Like, you know, like, just like simple. It's just like, oh, let's just do this again. All right, there's another one. Like, it's like literally like so straightforward and just a part of your life.
Yeah, it does become part of your life. But even still, though, I still won't be able to inject myself. Like, no. I'm still on injections at the moment, but I just won't be able to inject myself.
No.
At all. Like, the amount of them at the beginning, where it's only one now.
When we first started doing it, I was like, I can't believe we have to do IVF. Like, what did we... Like, not like, what did we do to deserve it? Like, it's not like... Like, obviously, like, you should be count yourself lucky
you
in
do,
any circumstance.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I was like, why do we have to do that? Like,
You grieve being able to conceive naturally. Yeah, like, why do I have to get somebody like, involved so to get me pregnant?
People,
like,
so many people that done it. And, like, are going through it now at the moment. People I know that I didn't know who text me and stuff, like.
Yeah, and,
so
like...
it's mad. It's actually better. I feel like we were meant to do it because, like, obviously there's a few people that know us from this podcast or online or whatever. And it kind of gives them a kind of, what would you say?
Someone to ask, I suppose.
Just to see someone else going through it so you don't feel like left on their own a bit, like probably get a bit of comfort in it. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but like if they are going, like I wish I had somebody to talk to when I was going through it.
All she had was Google AI.
Yeah, and I still only have Google AI. Like I thought, like I didn't actually mind doing IVF.
No, I didn't mind.
I enjoyed it, like, but it was very stressful.
I was kind of like saying, geez, I never thought I'd have to do that.
Yeah, you grieve it. You grieve the fact that you need doctors to help you. Like
people like just say to you, oh, when are you having one? When are you popping one out? And in the back of your head, you're just like, well, I can't, can I?
Yeah, but you don't know what people are going through.
No, but like people are like, when are you having one? Oh, when's the baby? Is that coming next? You only got married last year. you have to have a baby now. And you're just like, well, I can't.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm going
to do? Yeah.
I feel like saying, fuck off, I have to do IVF, pal.
You'd love to scream it, wouldn't you? IVF, yeah. IVF. Oh, but like, it's not their fault, I suppose. But
no, I know.
It's still like, you have to remember what people are going through. Like, some people are going through rounds and rounds of IVF, and we were just very lucky to get it in the first round.
Someone texted me saying they'd done 13 rounds.
Yeah.
But
the amount of the videos that I've seen of, like, even to fight to get the HSE funding of it and everything, like, it's hard. We were in and out of the rotunda.
It's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Yeah, for 4 years.
Yeah.
4 years, and then it was Christmas last year, he said we're going to refer you for the IVF.
Mm.
And then the following Christmas, now we're due a baby.
Mm.
It's mad though, isn't it? Crazy, who knew? It's mad. I was like, oh my God, we get to do IVF. Finally, after so long of many tests and everything, it was constant, wasn't it?
Crazy, like.
It's mad. It's mental. It's crazy that we're actually at that stage now, but it's still like.
It's weird because, like, obviously, like my job is like, fucking podcasting or like, social media or whatever, and like. Through all that, like, you have to post videos of you being like, oh, what's up and all, like, blah, blah, blah. And it's like all, oh, he's fucking gas or whatever. Or, blah, blah, blah. But then, like, behind it all, you're just going through all that. Like,
yeah, I know.
I felt like, oh, why am I don't even want to post this shit. I want people to know that I'm not happy. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you want to, like, I was the same. Sure, I wanted to talk about it for ages. I'm like, I'd love to be able to just speak about it. And then it's like, how do you speak about it when you're still kind of going through it, in a sense? But, like, I don't know. I found getting the funding and going to appointments very difficult.
Long.
Yeah, I found that hard. Remember coming out of appointments, I'd be crying, saying, what is the point? Every time we go in here, we're coming out with nothing.
The whole process, right? Not the whole process, but at the start, it was like, right, let's see what's wrong with you, Amy. And then that went on for 2 years. And then I'm like, you're actually grand.
Yeah.
Oh, you're grand now. Everything's sorted. All right, now on to you. Onto you, and then it was like a month. All right, you have this,
and but you could have told us that again now.
We could have been fucking saved us a lot of time. Like,
yeah, we'll have to check you again now in the next 6 months. It's like,
so anyone that's listening to this, just say to them, we want to be checked at the same time. Want to look through, about because they just left me thinking it was just Amy. Like,
yeah.
So
and I got loads of different procedures and all done for literally no reason at all. So many, like,
but they were good as well at the same time though.
Yeah, they
it's
were
not like they didn't try, like they did what they did, the best they could do. But it's just like, if anyone listens to this going for it, just make sure that both of you get seen at the same time and just like take everything off, and it's not just like focusing on the male or the female individually, like.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. You just have to remember who you married. Like,
what do you mean?
Some fellas would be like, oh no,
what do you mean?
Wouldn't be able to cope, like, they're just not able to cope with all of it.
I don't know what you mean.
And they'd be legging it.
Oh, and if they went through that, like,
yeah,
back on the points, right down to the
like pub. We had to change our diet, we had to like stop smoking, we had to no drinking, we weren't able to eat certain foods, and we had to eat certain foods that you don't like. Like, the
remember
amount
for like a full month, we were just eating like.
Salmon and like salmon. Now don't get me wrong, I like salmon, but it's not my first go to, like, you know what I mean?
And then that fucking the peppers and the potato,
yeah,
and all,
I
then
know, like Mediterranean
stuff. I don't know,
but like
back on the takeaways,
obviously,
anyway.
It worked, do you know what I mean? But yeah, like the clinic and all, like, you get this book, like, and you get to pick out which clinic you want to go to. And the clinic that we picked, they were great, weren't they?
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. All the doctors and nurses and all are real nice. And then it's just like, it's the waiting in between, I think, it's the longest.
Never ending.
Like, you get your eggs retrieved, then you have to wait like a week to see how many you actually end up having. We only had one.
Everything is like constant fear.
Isn't it? Fear, it's like, still like it's that
constant,
though.
Constant like.
It's still like that.
It's not even, there's like a moment where you're like, ah, this is brilliant, this is great. It's not.
I know. Like, I still haven't bought it. Like, still don't have anything organised because I'm terrified. I'm always scared. It's terrifying. It's like terrible.
Even posting an announcement or even
I was so, like, you're so vulnerable at like, that moment
oh
because.
Shit. Like, you could post that and then something could happen. Do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
I know. I know. Like, it's like, can happen, like, say it then.
But that's just like anyone that's pregnant, I suppose. It's just like touch and go, isn't it? Like, and then you end up going into fucking A&A and you're like, oh no, I can't feel the baby moving. And it is moving. Like, no, it's just all constant anxiety. Mm-hmm. Well, look, here we are now.
Here we are now, yeah. Fucking four and a half months in now. It's like, oh God, still so scary. Terrifying. Because I'm just not having a good time at all, am I now?
No.
It's just, I don't know. But anyway, it's still positive. We're taking the positive out of it.
It is. So Amy works in a creche, so she just like knows everything about kids, so I can just sit back, I suppose.
No, you can't.
Change
you
that.
You have
the odd time.
The odd time. They've classes like on the rotunda on the YouTube that I'm going to get you to watch closer to the end.
No, just let me know.
Or else you can come to classes.
Can you do it at my home?
No.
Tell me just there, you can do it at my home.
You can through YouTube, but you have to watch it.
How long is it?
I don't know. Like, you need to know.
Like 15
minutes. When I go into labour, like, you need to know.
Oh, you're not getting a bouncy ball?
Yeah,
a yoga ball?
Yeah. I will at the end.
What about for the house?
Yeah, at the end. The pregnancy, I'm not getting that, aren't you?
You'll be like that.
I'm already like that because of this bloody, I have a hematoma. But yeah.
What is a hematoma?
A subchronic hematoma.
What is that?
A blood pocket where the baby is and the uterine wall.
She's well educated.
Yeah.
This is another thing that, like, she has that. Because, like, IVF is, like, difficult. Do you know what I mean? Knowing that you have to do that and then injections and blah, blah, blah. And then this on top of it is, like, why she wasn't in and stuff. Because it's just constantly...
Bleeding.
Bleeding.
4 months straight. Bleeding every day.
Yeah. So, and, like, there's, like, so many people that have this, like, and nobody's talking about it.
It's weird, though, because, like, you at the time, when you first see blood, you're like, oh, no, that's that. You know what I mean? You're thinking the worst of the worst. But it's not always that way, though, isn't it?
You wanted to talk about this on the podcast because...
No, I have no one to ask.
You still feel like you're alone, like...
Yeah.
That, like, there's no one out there that has this thing, but maybe someone that listening probably went through the same thing.
Yeah, maybe.
They'd be able to let you know in the comments. All five of you. Oh, there's only five. Hopefully one of the five listeners be able to give you some info. Because you can go down the rabbit hole and then there's like...
I'm sick of this hematoma. The child's going to come out called hematoma.
What do you think a fucking hematoma was?
Neither did I.
3 months ago. Now it's fucking dreaming about it.
Oh, stop. I can't wait until it's gone. Oh, I don't even think it's going to go. But, yeah. Like, I feel like I told my mum not ages ago. 3 weeks pregnant, we found out. 3 weeks.
What do you mean?
That's when we found out that like, it worked, IVF worked.
Yeah, after 3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah. Like, this is very long time for me now.
We've done more scans than I've had dinners.
Yeah, we have to, though, because of that hematoma. And we're going over to that ultra scan, isn't it?
Yeah.
Over in Ballymount. Brilliant. Shout out to Richmond. He's brilliant. I love him. Oh, he's so good. I'm trying to think.
The child's doing somersaults and all.
Oh, yeah. I felt the baby moving first time yesterday.
It looks evil as well. It was looking at me like Damien out of The Omen. I was like, oh my God, that looks possessed.
Oh, yeah. We were in when we went in one of the nights and had to go into A&A and they were scanning me and the baby just looked straight at the machine thing like and looked at Darren. And Darren's standing with a big, huge school bag, my handbag and all the jackets at the wall. And he went, oh, evil. Oh, God. But you've been very good, haven't you?
I have. I deserve an award.
Yeah, he's been doing everything because I'm rest. I can't do
anything. Cleaning the whole house top to bottom every day of the week.
Doing the dinners, doing the breakfasts. Everything.
So, men out there should aspire to be like me.
Literally, I didn't think you had it in you.
That's how you treat a woman.
Yeah, but like, right? I thought that you would faint at the first sight of blood. And you haven't,
yeah, but I would normally, like.
Why is it because it's me?
Thinking about blood. It's not even like blood, though. It's, like, different.
It's not. Because it's, like, it's really bad. Like, some days are really bad and some days are all right.
When you're doing an injection, sometimes there could be a dot of blood after it. And I just
What is that about? You'd do the injection, like, and you'd like, know when it's going to bleed because it stings, like.
In a fetal position on the deck.
He goes, oh my God, that's bleeding. Oh God. And he'd run. I'm like.
I'd run out of the house or down the road.
And no, you wouldn't.
Sit in a bush. Sit in a bush. And I'd be ringing Amy from the bush, like, is the bleeding stopped? Is it? Can I come home now? It's freezing.
You'd dot of blood, like.
There's a cat. There's a cat looking at me. Oh. There's a cat that keeps coming over looking at me. Can I get out?
Yeah, but no, it was really overwhelming, wasn't it? Like, posting it. It's like, oh God. Like, oh, I don't even know. I can't even explain it. But we've seen all the comments and they're all so nice.
It took me about 2 days to like them all.
It's nice though when you have, like, support like that, but you really don't know what people are going through. Yeah. Don't you know? What are you tired from?
So next time you see me in the shop, ask me for the selfie. Just know what's going on, yeah? Just have a think to yourself. No, do you know what actually pissed me off yesterday? I was in Penny's. I hope he's listening. And we were walking in, like, literally at the entrance. And this fella's like, the famous fella. Where? Oh, the famous fella. And I'm throwing his hands up and all. I just looked at him. I was like, you're a fucking creep, mate. That was weird, no?
Yeah, it was weird.
Sorry, I just had to say that.
Weird. But there's listeners' questions about the news. Anyway, somebody, Dan said, congrats, guys. Sorry. So now...
Will I read it?
Is, yeah.
Amy's fucking pregnant. She's not allowed to read things. Just in case the hematoma starts.
Oh, stop, please.
Congrats, guys. So now Amy is going to feel real sick every morning. Delighted for you.
I actually haven't been sick. I haven't had any other symptoms at all. Only this bloody hematoma and tiredness because of blood loss. Literally.
Mm. Orin tablets and all. She's, what's the word?
Anemic.
Anemic. Not be mistaken with bulimic.
No, anemic
is something different,
like,
isn't it? That's when you make yourself get sick. Okay.
Not that.
This one is from Mick. He said, congrats on baby news. What are you most looking forward to as new parents? Smiths.
Smiths? Fuck's sake. Oh, God. I can't wait for you. Did the
you'll
baby
never
be
see
about 3 days? I'll be going into Smiths.
You'll
what
never,
would you like?
You'll never hear of a dad being so excited to bring that child to Smiths. Normally that's a chore, would it be? Like, would I, like, fuck's sake?
No.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'll be over there getting at wrestlers.
Can't wait for Christmas. I can't wait for everything. Literally everything.
Mm. No, Smiths for me now. Get myself a few Pokemon cards and then maybe get them something nice. Like a Fisher Price car or a scooter. I don't know. This one is from Tara. Over the moon with your news. Are you going to find out the gender or have it be a surprise? Any name ideas? We're doing the cannon out the back garden with all our friends.
No, we're not.
We're all going to wear jorts and comb our hair back.
We're not. We went to find out the gender on last week on the Friday, right? And
we're all going to be like John Cena out the back.
Don't even have a back garden, Darren.
Yeah, well, he was someone else's. He was me ma's. Stay it. Fucking like a bleeding Dublin airport with that bud out. No. Did we talk about that?
Yeah. All right. No, we went to find out what the gender was last week and the baby wouldn't open its legs.
Yeah, so just kept them crossed.
We're back in on Friday. We're going to find out on Friday and then...
We're going to get a cake made and we're going to cut the cake.
We won't know though. It's going to be a surprise.
We're going to do a Tommy Fury Molly May and we're going to cut a cake and put a glass in it. We put a glass in it, will we?
They didn't do that.
They did.
No, they didn't.
Getting sponsored by Silver Cross and all Tommy Fury. Oh, you want the Silver Cross? Off.
You have not stopped about the Silver Cross, Bram.
They're nice.
They're lovely, and that's what we're getting.
I'm not paying for it.
I want that or a Venezia, whatever it's called.
That's a fucking car.
No, it's not.
Tommy Fury got a Lamborghini one.
Yeah, I wouldn't even want it. It's not nice.
Wrote a script for the villain and all, and he still didn't give me one.
Hey, Tommy, why would he give you a pram?
Because he's loads of them. He got loads of them off Silvercross.
No, he didn't.
Dishing them out, he is. Yeah, no, we're going to get the cannon and all. And
no, we're not.
Make a day of it and get a fucking gazebo and I'll invite all our friends that we have, all of our hundreds of friends.
Yeah, no, that's not happening.
Wear Wrangler jeans and all. Play dance songs.
Why?
Oh, no way, I can't believe it's a boy. Yup.
How do you know it's a boy?
That's what they do be like at the fucking...
On the videos?
Yeah.
I'm your auntie and I think you're going to be a girl. Did you ever see them?
Oh my god.
Oh, the hillbillies and all doing it.
The dads always punch the air when it's a boy. They're like, yes, yeah, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know you're Liverpool. They're going to play for fucking Chelsea. Yeah,
you're going to do that?
They're not.
Are you going to do that?
What?
If it's a boy, are you going to be like, yes?
You know you? No, absolutely not. Just going to go, nice one. Off the Smiths we go. Any name ideas? We have a few.
One. That's it.
One.
One, maybe what is two. It? I'm not saying it, Darren.
Oh, someone else will rob it, yeah. We'll tell you, Leanne, off air. Would you be interested in hearing?
I don't.
Okay. Do you want a girl or a boy?
Either or. I always wanted a boy, but now I want.
I want to have a boy, but then I'm like, I don't care once it's healthy.
Yeah, once it gets here.
Once it's here.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't mind what you are.
Is it normal to be like, have anxiety about your child before it's born?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, I have anxiety every single day over.
You'd be like, what if it's like...
I wish I could enjoy it.
Happens and they're born, like, do you know what I mean? I don't know. Do you know what I think you should do, though?
What?
I think you could outdo me online.
Why?
From this position. Because I think you could... there's a real gap in the market for you. Talking about your journey.
Yeah, well, that's what the plan is. I am going to. It's just.
Do you know what Amy went up like 2,000 followers?
Hmm.
Wow. And still no emails for Anne. Not even a silver cross.
Darren got an offer for a nice hamper for himself. I swear he was doing all the work here now. Huh?
Yeah. I deserve it.
For what?
Done so much.
So have I.
I know, but like, you have to say.
Yeah, you have, but Jesus, oh boy.
I'm what every husband should be.
Yeah, but I'm growing arms and legs and all. You just don't see it.
I know, it's weird. It freaks me out sometimes.
But like, even though when they're scanning you and the baby's moving around and you're like, it's so weird, I can't feel that. Mm. It's so weird. Like, we were looking at the baby and the legs were out behind its head and everything, wasn't it?
Oh, it looks like it doesn't have enough room.
Yeah.
Like that.
It's like it's too just, big it's inside too big the sack.
For there, like. And I was like, yeah, this is, will it spine be alright? And he's like, yeah, of course, what are you on about? Just looks like he doesn't have enough room, or she.
Oh.
No, it's normal. Sure. Yeah.
Oh, God. It is, it's wild. It's wild that there's something in there. You do forget sometimes.
I hope it doesn't get my birthmark. Be slagged through the whole of secondary school and primary and secondary school.
I don't care what has.
Molly.
Is that what people used to say to you?
Did you ever see that? Yeah. Did you ever see that in Austin Powers?
Huh?
Mole. Mole. Did you ever see that, Leon?
No.
Molly.
Oh, damn, stop staring at me like that. They ain't saying that.
Right. Well, I think we've a load there, do we? If anyone wants to send us anything for the child,
the PO box is open because Darren has
Marconi House, Diggs Lane.
Oh, God.
Any prams or anything like that? Or whatever's on the go.
Darren's very open to taking whatever because he knows this bill is going to be very high.
I feel like the last 2 years I've spent more money than my whole life.
Why?
In my whole life.
In what?
The wedding.
Now a baby.
The rotunda.
What do you mean the rotunda?
The fucking price of it.
What?
Paying for the rotunda.
Oh, right, okay.
Fucking pricey. And then just you wanting things.
But fuck off, I don't want that off you.
Get his new pajamas, will you?
No, I don't say that. Nothing fits me, Darren.
Welcome to my world.
It, like, literally nothing fits me. It's uncomfortable.
None of my clothes fit me.
None of your clothes?
Well, these do, because I only bought this top today out of a shop.
Yeah.
Right, so I'd say we leave it here then, and anyway, for another weekend. If you have any questions, send them into the comments at goloudnow.com, and if you want to send us some stuff, you can also send it to Marconi House, Diggs Lane, 5th floor.
Diggs Lane.
There's actually a package on the way for us. I think it's Philly Folly gum. We'll have to do a taste test.
I can't stand.
I'd rate that Philly Folly gum at 8.2 out of 10.
It's not even here yet. Anyway.
All the best now. Say bye.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.